This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Giraudot on Wednesday, August 9th. Reporting from day three of the Search Engine Strategies Conference at San Jose's McEnery Convention Center, Google CEO Eric Schmidt gave a press conference following his keynote conversation with Search Engine Strategies Chair Danny Sullivan this morning. Members of the press asked questions ranging from Google's ad strategy to network neutrality. PodTech News brings you highlights from the press conference.
Our highest priority right now is the net neutrality issue, which I'm sure you're well familiar with. And the reason net neutrality is so important is that it's one of the fundamental principles about how the way the internet actually works. The funny thing about net neutrality is that we ourselves as a company have enough money, cash, profits, and so forth and so on, that if there were a hybridization of the internet that has been proposed, we would be able to fund it. We would be able to handle those expenses. However, one of the key aspects of the internet has been that the standardized way in which everyone has been treated enables the next generation of innovators, the next two very smart graduate students out of Stanford or Berkeley or whatever. And so that's why we've taken such a strong position there.
I'm Catherine from PodTech.net. Do you think that nationwide WiMAX will have any effect on the network neutrality debate? And follow on that, is Google, what kind of pressure is Google going to continue to put on Congress as network neutrality sort of flounders there?
I'll let you characterize the state of it. We along with many other companies, are working hard to make sure that the Congress does not do the wrong thing. And historically, the Congress has done relatively little on the internet, and it's done the right thing, and that's fine. In this case, by virtue of all of our work, I think we educated people into some of the bad things they were doing, and those things largely stopped. I think at the moment, everything's sort of on hold. I'll let you characterize whether you think, and Chris, you also asked about that question. So the first question had to do with nationwide WiMAX. If you look at broadband deployment, more broadband is good for end users. More broadband is good for Google. So anything that we, Google, can do to promote the adoption of broadband, broadband choices, whether it's DSL, cable, WiMAX, any other standards, it's all positive. For example, narrowband users search less than broadband users. Narrowband users click on the ads less than broadband users. Now, correlation does not prove causation, so that doesn't necessarily prove it. But we know that broadband is good for Google, we know it's good for the world, and so forth. So it's a generic answer. With respect to the specific on net neutrality, we have not yet seen a technical proposal of how to bifurcate the internet. And so it's hard for us to judge, technically, whether the other side's proposals have any chance. But if I could just pile on for a second to make a point, historically, these multi-tiered solutions have not worked. And they've not worked because the technology improves so quickly that when you establish a differential pricing tier, all of a sudden the cheap tier has the same performance as the expensive tier. It's just a bad, now I'm not in charge of those folks' business, it's a bad idea. And we've taken this position and we feel very strong about it.
Can we expand on the access question?
You
mentioned that you're for more broadband access and it's good for users. So how far would you go in becoming an active player in providing that? I mean, why wouldn't, with your resources, you actually try to even cross the last mile and provide broadband access?
Well, you'd only do those sorts of things in a defensive move, and we've not been able to not have to do that. And the reason is it's very capital intensive. The last mile problem, and the folks that are busy fighting that out, have huge capital needs. It's a very, very expensive business. Even the WiMAX stuff is reasonably expensive. So from our perspective, it's much better if other people build those businesses and then we can be the attractant. One of the things that's missed in this discussion is why are people, if you look at the economic structure of the telecommunications industry, the vast majority of the growth is in people adopting broadband. And we Google, are assisting that in the sense that people want to use broadband, want to use Google on their broadband connections. So we do have alignment of interest here. People make more money on broadband, it's new, it's exciting, it's good for the telecommunications industry, it's good for us. So we should be able to come to an agreement.
People read the articles today about AOL and say, oh my God, Google or whatever is going to take my searches away and everything about me is going to be known. Can what happened at AOL happen at Google, and what do you say to the searchers out there?
Well, again, our number one priority is the trust that our users have, and that would be a violation of trust, so the answer is it won't happen.
Now, why won't it happen at Google?
Okay, hang on. Because we have systems in place that won't allow it to happen.
Can I just follow up on that? You seem to imply that not only will you not mistakenly release data, not only will it not be stolen, but that you have systems in place to prevent like internal problems where, say, someone, a bad actor inside the company could release data.
Yeah, we actually do.
Is that the basis on which you're saying it won't happen, or it's unlikely to happen at Google?
Again, I'd rather not reveal the internals of how Google operates in these areas. We have very, very sophisticated security plans for attack of information. And the reason we have those plans are twofold. One is, right, which is this is a bad thing. And then the second thing is because of Sarbanes-Oxley. And in Sarbanes-Oxley, you're required to have corresponding manual controls to avoid the bad actor scenario in many of the systems inside the company. So we know it for two reasons. And of course, we're for
a reporter asked whether the economics of partnership deals, such as the recent deals Google's made with Time Warner and MySpace, have gotten worse since the company started making outside partnerships.
I don't think it's gotten worse. The numbers are much, much larger. I mean, I had a cow, you know, when the original AOL deal put in a guarantee of a small number of millions of dollars. So today, of course, these economic structures and the forward commitments are much, much larger. But the business is so much larger, the scale of global operations. I think if you, Larry Sergey and I talked about this, and we said, you know, in many ways, the company has more assets. We have a lot of cash. We can take bigger risks. We can grow into what we believe are going to be very large new businesses. And there are strategic benefits to being first, especially if you can move quickly.
To close, Schmidt answered a question about what he thought was the most interesting current development in internet culture.
The development that, to me, is most interesting is the development of these new social networks as online lifestyles. I highlighted MySpace before. The evidence is that people are spending, especially young people, the demographic is sort of college in their 20s, that kind of stuff. And it's true not just in the U.S., it's true in many, and of course Google has a product called Orkut, which is successful in some countries doing something similar. And that's a really new phenomenon. And our evidence is that it's a very big phenomenon. It's certainly of a scale of the phenomena of instant messaging 5 or 10 years ago. Remember when instant messaging just sort of took off and became this hundreds of millions of people kind of a phenomenon? The social networking broadly defined is such a phenomenon. And obviously we want to help empower and make that even more. People are choosing this, and they're choosing this for some really interesting reasons. And for those of you that are not part of these social networks, I would encourage you to spend some time, sounds like you've spent some time with it, you know, really understanding it, because it's a big deal. It's not a transitional issue. It's not something that's just going to go away. So with that, David says, I am really done.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.
That was highlights from a press conference with Google CEO Eric Schmidt from day 3 of the Search Engine Strategies Conference at San Jose's McEnery Convention Center. This is PodTech News.